Although I'm in a marked vehicle, so I don't know. You could probably put two and two together and not pull me over. But anywho, it's just a habit. I set the mic down. What was I saying? It'd be nice if somebody, you know, would come out with a P-25 capable dual bander or something like that. First you build it, you know, the radio, and then people buy it, you know, and then people would be interested in seeing, you know, P-25 systems go online, and, you know, and then talk like this would be kind of cool. You know, it's like, hey, we could do this, we could do that, and since there'd be a ton of them out there, you know, kind of like what happened with both, you know, all the manufacturers latching on the DMR. Now you can buy a DMR radio for as cheap as like $30, and they're everywhere. Everyone's got DMRs, so, you know, so DMR is robust. Fusion somewhat. You don't have this cheap buy-in with Fusion, but they went the opposite way. They made the infrastructure cheap, so everybody bought a Fusion repeater a few years back, and now people are, you know, buying Fusion radios to, you know, to use them, and so Fusion remains the, you know, Fusion and DMR remain the ones to beat. In all but the most untypical situations, I think Alabama's really big on D-Star, just because they got some sort of state funding to do a statewide system. So unless you get something like that going on, it's going to be DMR and or Fusion, just because of the way the economics of it worked out.